Usually it's Claudia on piano, me on the drums, and Drew Packard on bass. That's the trio. But tonight, Ben Harris is going to join us. And Ben is an excellent guitar player.
Yes, he is.
Have you heard Ben play?
I have.
Yes, he's phenomenal. And so Ben's a good friend of ours, and we just thought, come on and do this Christmas show with us.
You've been doing this Christmas show at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Fayetteville a number of years now.
I think this is the fifth or sixth year that we've done it. And it really was, like all things that become a tradition, you think, well, we'll do this once and it'll be fun and everybody will come out and have a good time. But it's really turned into quite a nice tradition for the community, for that fellowship, and kind of for us too.
When I last talked to you about this concert, it was a couple of years ago, and you surprised me by saying that Christmas music was among, if not your favorite music to play.
Oh, yeah. It's great. The Christmas standards, so Frosty the Snowman and O Come All Ye Faithful, and all those tunes translate very well into jazz recordings or the jazz style. So, yeah, I love playing that stuff. And I mean, I wouldn't want to play it every day. It'd be like eating turkey every day. But, you know, at this time of year, how can you not like, you know, swinging the jingle bells, you know?
I would imagine that one of the great things about playing Christmas music is everybody knows it.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about it and kind of one of the downfalls of it, too, in a way. I think because everyone has an idea of what the song should sound like. And, of course, jazz being jazz, it might not always sound the way you might think. But yeah, you know, so do we have a set list? We have a list. And so we've got about 20 tunes picked out. And then from that, we'll narrow it down. We plan to play about 80 to 90 minutes. I think if you go more than an hour and a half, people are going to, you know, start throwing pitchforks at you. I don't care who you are. But so we'll make sure that we keep it to that. But it'll be things that everyone knows and loves.
Because these are songs everyone knows, I mean, if you or whomever calls out Jingle Bells, mm-hmm. you don't need charts or anything, right? You can just go?
You can, but we like to have music. We like to have charts mm-hmm. because you can call it in any key. You know, so it could be in B flat or G or whatever. So it's helpful to have some. And the changes could be different. You know, and chord progressions in jazz kind of aren't necessarily traditional. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got something that's a little outside, then you need to have that written out a little bit. But you're right, though. You could just call the tune and just play it, and it would be fine.
You mentioned it's standards, but safe to say Grandma is safe. She's not going to be hit by a reindeer tonight.
She will not be hit by a reindeer.
Thank goodness.
No one's going to see Grandma. Anybody sleeping with Santa or whatever the heck you do with
kissing.
Santa.
Kissing.
Well, yes. It's an adult show.
I don't know which Christmas songs you heard, but
whatever Santa does.
Right.
So no, there won't be any of there won't be any kind of what's the I'm lost.
Schlock.
There won't be any of that. There's actually some really pretty stuff. We've got one of the songs that I'm actually quite excited about playing, which we've never played before, is from the Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown compilation. And there's a lovely little waltz called Skating.
That's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Christmas songs.
It's one of mine, too. And I just threw it at Claudia the other day and said, what do you think about playing this? And we just, I don't know, we just haven't had the music or it just hasn't come around. And she said, yeah. And so she went and she found the music. And she and Ben are actually rehearsing that song today before we do the show tonight.
It's at the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Good acoustics there?
Very good acoustics. This is a great place to hear a concert, to hear any kind of music. I don't know what they did right in that space, but it has great acoustics. I love playing in there. And, you know, most church sanctuaries are kind of acoustically tuned. So, yeah, it's really good. It's an intimate setting. About 135 or 40 people can fit in there.
Open to all, not
open
just
to
Unitarians.
All. Oh, no. Mm-mm. And really, that's one of the nice things about this concert is we're not – the point of it is not to have you come and become a Unitarian. The point of it is to kick off your holiday season. And if you like jazz and you want to hear some holiday music without anything attached to it, this is a good place to do so. I don't know of any other concert like this that's going on at the Walton Arts Center or anywhere else. There's great concerts going on, don't
right.
be wrong. But to hear small group jazz dedicated to the music of the season in a concert setting, so there aren't plates rattling around and bartenders throwing things around. It's a place to come in here. And the whole family can come. And there will be a wine and dessert, I think, reception afterward.
And this raises money for?
It's for the church, and they take the money that they raise and they turn it back to the community. They do some wonderful projects. One that my wife, Gretchen, is heavily involved with is feeding the homeless thing that they've that they're collaborating with some other churches around town. And so those kinds of projects, you know, helping the community sustain itself. So it's really a worthwhile cause. It's a great way to spend a Friday evening, and I hope to see all of you out there tonight.